The Seven Veils, a meditation recorded in the author's voice from the book Jewel in the Lotus, Weight Loss Through Yoga, copyright 2011. The Seven Veils, a Kundalini meditation as recorded the last days of January 1999, just before the millennium shift, in its original unchanged form. The Seven Veils. The benefits of meditation are extolled without much conversation about the mechanics. This is one example of Kundalini meditation explaining how it is performed. In practice, each meditation is unique, reflecting the individual and her or his growth through contemplation. The object is to focus the attention on the lower spine and to move that attention up the back in stages. The eight stages are chakras. The first chakra is at the base of the spine. The second is located on the spine behind the navel. The third on the spine behind the diaphragm. The fourth behind the heart. The fifth in back of the base of the throat. The sixth centered behind the eyes. The seventh just above the top of the head. The eighth chakra is located above that. Attention is maintained through visualization. This meditation is a suggested series of images to focus awareness in each of the chakras in turn. You are urged to accept them without prejudice. The images are to evoke contemplation within each stage and are drawn from a wide variety of sources. Hopefully you can utilize each image as a tool, inspiring insights. Knowing the images are only tools and are not absolute. After accepting these images and exploring the thoughts they provoke, you'll want to create images expressing your own perceptions. Attributes of each chakra can be experienced when centered and still with attention focused inward. It might be noticed, for example, that each area of attention is accompanied by a tone, that the tone becomes higher pitched as focus travels from the lower to the higher chakras. Similarly, visualization of each chakra might be awash in a hue. The lower chakras with deep reds, then oranges, then yellows, and up the spectrum as consciousness ascends the levels. This association can be explained contemplating how we've come to understand nature works. Our very limited understanding of the universe shows that nature repeats herself, using the same solutions on ever grander scales in the creation of our reality. By observing phenomena within the narrow range of our senses, knowing that we can visually perceive only a small part of the light spectrum and are only physically equipped to hear a tiny portion of the wavelengths we call sound, we can carry our understanding beyond what we can personally experience, knowing that patterns repeat themselves. All energy expresses itself in waves. By observing and reflecting on the small portion of the wavelengths accessible to our physical sense organs, we can make assumptions about energy not so plainly perceived. A relationship becomes apparent between spiritual energy and energy on the physical plane. In tune at various levels, the wavelengths correspond or harmonize. The physical evolution of the species on Earth has a parallel pattern in the development of the child, the human child, in the uterus. A single cell divides into groups of cells that specialize into organs, nerves, bone, etc. Some cells specialize to become the ever more complex brain and nervous system, wiring and intelligence necessary to direct all the cells. A similar pattern of increasing complexity and refinement can be observed when awareness travels up through the chakras, a condensation of our spiritual evolution. An issue that should be discussed before we begin our meditation is fear. There may be unresolved anguish over the unknown, reservations about completely letting go, distrust, or a feeling of vulnerability. It's helpful to remember the natural tendency of life in the universe is to evolve to a higher order. By facing our fears, we come to understand them for what they are and, in effect, defuse them. Sit comfortably on the floor with legs crossed, back straight, arms extended, palms up and resting on the knees with index fingers curled in, touching the thumb below the second joint. Relax and close the eyes. Roll the tongue up and back against the roof of the mouth and breathe softly through the nose. Focus your attention at the base of your spine. Establish a point of awareness in the blood and tissues. Feeling energy accumulating and increasing like an electrical charge. The vital saltiness of your blood, so like the primordial sea from which life arose. The electricity awash in the correct combination of chemicals from which life arose. A spark, the spark of life. A single cell, that point of your awareness. A living being receiving stimulus from its immediate surroundings through chemical, molecular, attractions and repulsions. Going towards what feels good, avoiding what is unpleasant. Sunlight streams through the salty liquid from above, like consciousness streaming down. The cell can use this energy supporting its life. A sun eater. Basking in the sunlight of your mindfulness, this sentient being prospers, growing, stretching the bounds of its cell walls. This sensation of expanding well-being increases, becoming sensual. This sensuality radiates out from the point of awareness, pleasurably arousing the sex organs. The focus is upon a seed bathed in vitality. Joyfully, the seed sprouts roots, the better to enjoy the enjoyment. Energy converging on the lower spine and radiating out stimulates between the legs, the labia and testicles, flooded with awareness and blood, pleasurably taking notice of themselves. As the awareness increases, so does the pleasure, further stimulating awareness. The seed gathers energy and splits, sending up a sprout as the waves of electrical pleasure radiate up the vagina and the penis becomes engorged with blood and starts expanding. The seed pushes its root deep into the nourishment, drawing up fulfillment. Its stem pushing upward through the salty red liquid. The vagina opens, yearning with desire for more of the pleasure as the penis swells, parting her lips. The greater the sensation, the greater the ecstasy, the greater the focus, on up, deeper into the warm wetness. The vagina welcomes the engorged shaft until the intuminous parts the cervix. Simultaneously, the stem shaft of our plant breaks the surface of the water. Basking in the warm orange light of the sun as it filters through the dawn atmosphere above. The plant stem opens, releasing two beautiful leaves that rest and bob on the water in the warm sunlight, like the leaves of a lily. The water gently rocks the lotus leaves. The water below, the sky above. The vagina contracts, savoring more stimulation, causing the penis to throb with increased feeling. The vagina contracts in response, the penis swelling again with its good fortune. The two working together and against each other behind the navel, contracting and expanding, duality in all forms of expression, in and out, soft and hard, male and female. The relationship represented by the yin-yang, either or thinking, the one being made aware of itself through interaction with the other. Sexual yearning intensifies. The waves undulate, rocking our lily. A carnal exclamation rises from the soul. All is beautiful lust as the tidal wave of passion breaks. The vagina pulls all creation in as the penis explodes, bursting with ecstasy. The union is complete. The two become three as great spurts of sperm splash, mixing with the orgasmic cervical secretions, and a wondrous blossom opens. A lovely lotus flower with 1,000 white petals holds its face up to the sun. The sun looks down on the lily with warm rapture, and the lotus follows the sun's nurturing rays back to their source, above and behind the diaphragm. Sun, center of our physical universe, source of the energy that supports life on Earth. The imagination floats up from the sun, out through the solar system, passing each planet in turn. Ever further up until we see the sun as only another star in a constellation of stars. Up, and then the constellation recedes until it appears no more than a spot of light among billions of lights forming the Milky Way. Further out, until the galaxy appears but a tiny star among trillions of other galaxies. Outward to the edge of our universe, looked at from the side, a little loop of energy. Back down to the earth we return with the speed of thought. Behind the diaphragm, our lily gently rocking on the water under the warmth of the sun. Dragonflies dart by. Birds sing. Fish swim beneath the surface. What an amazing world. Attention microscopes down to a lotus petal. Down to the individual cells. Down further to the molecules making up the cell. Then the atoms forming the molecules. Further down to the electrons, protons, and neutrons that comprise the atom. On down to the quarks that are the building blocks of the protons and neutrons. At this minute level, the distance between the actual matter forming the subatomic particles is so great as to be on its own scale as great as the distance between the stars and the heavens. Our physical universe is mostly energy with very little matter. Further yet our imagination carries us, till we see what comprises the quarks. Looked at from the side, little loops of energy. The physical universe, so huge and vast, of which we know so little, but have the audacity to reduce in our minds to three dimensions, length, depth, and height. Simplistic conceptions are even more impaired attempting to explain the spiritual. Observing this physical plane and pausing to reflect on the wonder of the realm that we inhabit, take a slow breath through the nose, counting to four as you inhale. Hold that breath for two counts of eight. And then exhale to a count of eight. Ponder the biblical expression, God so loved the world that he sent his Son. Translated, the spiritual placed itself in a physical form so as to be able to experience this amazing physical universe. When each child takes its first breath, a soul enters that body to utilize for a lifetime as a vehicle to experience the physical plane. Forced head first into the world by the contractions of the birth canal, the newborn is lifted by its mother to her breast over the heart center. Relax your breathing to its natural pattern, watching the young mother gazing down on the child suckling at her breast, while the infant's hands idly grasp, feeling her hair. Experience love, the rhythm of the mother's heart beating through its four chambers. The cross, mystic symbol representing four, a crossroads. Time, the fourth dimension, carries the being through the experience of human love, mother, siblings, family, a warm puppy, a close friend. A crossroads is reached. Emotion in an even higher form. awareness of God. With birth, the individual travels outward through time from its starting point. Ever-expanding circles of experience. At times, we feel things are right, somehow connected and positive. At other times in our wandering, we have a sense of aloneness, out of sync and disconnected. As if a beam were shining down, and we feel love when we're in its warmth, and we feel loss when we're out. The soul, traveling through its incarnations, circles ever further from its point of origin. As it gets closer to the source of the beam narrows and gets more dense. The distinction between being in and being out becomes greater, and the traveler no longer circles randomly, but through trial and error finds direction. With intent, a crossroads in development of the soul is reached. The Godhead is actively sought. God, dividing into innumerable fragments, formed our existence. God, a part of everything. Now a piece of that everything discovers God in itself and seeks its way back to the whole. Numerous lifetimes of searching, and we locate the exact direction to the source. No longer weaving in and out, we have direction. And we look out of the heart center, up the spine, to a star shining bright, guiding us as the three wise men of biblical myth were guided to an incarnation of the Godhead. Extant on the physical plane. Visualize that star behind the throat. I am the Word, the Way, the Path. Effort is made to draw closer to the source of all pleasure, understanding, and meaning. Otherworldly pursuits aren't abandoned, but are now seen as tools for learning lessons that will help us draw closer. Knowing the true origin of all good, effort becomes efficient as the illusions of human politics are exposed. Many paths, some more appropriate to each individual circumstance, offer real freedom. Any situation can be utilized. No sadness, because all souls return eventually to their source. No status. No competition. Our relative positions, compared against the backdrop of infinity, we're all only beginning. Ultimate love, where everybody makes it. No one is lost. All come home. What we deem sin is mere dallying on the way. Our efforts are less important than the sincerity with which they are performed. We feel those efforts being watched from above. The attention is followed up the spine to its apex behind the eyes, to the third eye, the seat of consciousness. Observing all, whether awake or asleep. Seeing not just what's going on, but what is behind what is happening. Not only what we do, but the thoughts and motivations directing our acts. A coincidence? The homonym, I and I? Awareness, ever vigilant. Where to hide from God, from ourself, with every act and thought observed. Take a moment to be aware of the tone, the vibration that has followed your awareness up the spine, getting ever higher in pitch. Glance down the back to the starting point at the base of the spine, and experience the energy flowing upward with that awareness. The sixth dimension, the pinnacle of intellect, summit of all human experience, cusp of the physical plane. Each level of our development has its own seductiveness, and we must not become too enthralled with the illusion of our cleverness. The siren of our intellect prompts the mystical concern that we can be trapped at the numerical crown of our narcissism, the sixth chakra. Coarse energy flows up the spine, becoming ever finer, accumulating at the top of the head, tickling the pituitary. This finer vibration rises, floating through the crest of the skull. The bone of the skull acts as a barrier to the body below. Imagine a crescent moon. Consciousness on the dark side of that moon, blocked from the light of the dynamo of the physical realm, the sun. During a solar eclipse, the heavens appear hundreds of times brighter, simulating our ability to inhabit this realm closer to God. When God is described as being without sin, it's without the false concerns and limitations of the physical plane. To occupy that higher realm, we must put the things of the world behind us. Our efforts don't merit our entrance. Admission is a matter of grace. Think of this seventh dimension as an altar, where spiritual energy, processed up through the chakras, is offered to the divine and accepted with unqualified love. The intensity of that acceptance or love further stimulates the spiritual oscillations, further refining them, causing their ascent. Imagine love so great, our concept of love doesn't begin to approach it. Completeness, understanding, beauty and joy so transcendent, surpassing our cognition. As on the physical plane, a food chain exists, with higher life forms taking sustenance from lower life forms. This is the reason for our being. The answer to the meaning of life. Through the efforts we put forth achieving spiritual growth, we refine coarse vibrations into finer vibrations, into finer energy, nourishment for the gods. The higher powers become aware of an individual providing a substantial amount of refined vibrations and actively assist that individual towards their own benefit. Consciousness beyond the sixth level is completely a matter of grace. All the seeker can do is to place an offering of sincere efforts at the feet of God and humbly wait in awe for the divine to elevate awareness. It is helpful to think about the greatness of the higher power within our limited capacity to perceive that which is so much greater than ourselves. The spiritual invitation is to sing praises to the Lord. A natural law comes into force. Lower life forms' inability to perceive forms greater than themselves. We're analogous to the beneficial bacteria existing in our digestive tract. Those bacteria are totally dependent upon us, the host for life. But unable to perceive the host, other than the bacteria's interaction with the small world of their immediate surroundings. An inability to see around corners in a curved universe. The most understandable form of energy, sound, because of the slowness of its wavelengths, illustrates the curvature of the physical universe. Do, re, mi, a half step, in a curve, fa, so, la, half step in a curve, ti, do. The octave is the pattern taken by all forms of energy. Our senses just don't have the ability to perceive that pattern in light, spiritual, or other forms. The aura permeating this highest level is an electric, neon, violet purple. Focus on the hue. Listen to the prevailing tone and bask in the divine. Feel total love and acceptance, knowing this is a perfect universe that is so vast, with so many dimensions, that we can only begin to perceive a most minute portion. It is terribly egocentric to think somehow we, humans, are the peak of evolution. In the vastness of the universe, worlds innumerable support what life forms. The diversity on this small planet is so huge, and existence is so varied and miraculous. We cannot perceive those beings spiritually advanced beyond us. But knowing nature's tendency to repeat herself, can we draw broad assumptions? This human Father face we assign to the higher powers is but a spiritual shorthand. Mere children spiritually, we use comfortable symbols to express what we intuit. What we consider God, these entities advance compared to us, are they evolving too? What higher forms constitute their gods? Given what we can see in our small universe, wouldn't that seem to be the case? One octave flows into another, and that into yet another. Energy evolving in perpetuity. perpetuity. Creation, ever-changing, ever-growing, in a joyful dance to the Absolute. There is no reason to reject the myths and language of your upbringing in a false show of sophistication. Embrace them for their power to share. Inspect them for the underlying truths that have become confused over time and telling. Often, the opposite of the common interpretation may be real. A great teacher such as Christ tells us he isn't God, but human like us, his brothers and sisters, who are all children of God, only to have us deify him. Seek and you shall find. So many teachers with so much to illuminate. Examine and find the truth for yourself.